The next patient is James Hogan. The last name is H-O-G-A-N. Number one, 85-year-old white male that is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 2 to 3A. One. The patient also has a history of hyponatremia. Today, he comes to the office complaining of a lack of stamina. In the laboratory workup that we have, the patient has a creatinine of 1.2. A BUN that is 23 and an estimated GFR that is 58 mLs per minute. The urinalysis fails to show evidence of proteinuria, and the protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The hyponatremia, the sodium is 134. The patient was emphasized about the need to have a regular sodium intake in the presence of a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours in order to avoid the deterioration. Number two, the patient was complaining of weakness and still complaining of weakness and tiredness and weight loss. During this visit, there is a change in the blood pressure from 170 pounds to 164. The ENA is negative, the rheumatoid factor is negative, period. In the past, we didn't have elevation of the CRP or the sedimentation rate, period. period. The patient... Following number, the patient is followed by cardiology because of atrial fibrillation. He has also evidence of hyperlipidemia with an increase in the serum cholesterol that has to be treated with the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, every 2 weeks with a significant success. The patient was on statins, and because of the pains in the muscles, he couldn't tolerate it, the administration of statins, and was changed to Repatha, period. The visit with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, is coming up in July. And since he has atrial fibrillation and has the lack of stamina that continues to be his main problem, might be worth to consider stress testing. Following number... The patient has been evaluated by the neurologist thinking of the possibility of muscular disease. However, the neurologist thinking more in the possibility of memory impairment, dementia. Following number, the patient was discontinued the use of the losartan and hydrochlorothiazide in the presence of hypotension. I think that the hypotension is a product of the weight loss. Period. The laboratory workup that we have is after. It's prior to the fact that the losartan and hydrochlorothiazide were discontinued, period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes. Reevaluation in 6 months.